But anyway, the key stuck and was a great inconvenience to anyone trying to play the piano. It bothered George particularly when he was playing the scarf dance, which was rather lively. It was George who had the idea of stationing Stuart inside the piano to push the key up the second it was played. This was no easy job for Stuart, as he had to crouch down between the felt hammers so that he wouldn't get hit on the head. But Stuart liked it just the same. It was exciting inside the piano, dodging about, and the noise was quite terrific. Sometimes after a long session he would emerge quite deaf, as though he had just stepped out of an airplane after a long journey, and it would be some little time before he really felt normal again. Mr. and Mrs. Little often discussed Stuart quietly between themselves when he wasn't around, for they had never quite recovered from the shock and surprise of having a mouse in the family. He was so very tiny, and he presented so many problems to his parents. Mr. Little said that for one thing there must be no references to mice in their conversation. He made Mrs. Little tear from the nursery songbook the page about three blind mice see how they run,